Yo.
All right, peoples, this is another Breaking Your Narrative podcast, BTN for short, and I'm also Real Mark Anthony.
I'm Teddy.
All right, man. So I got a subject here that I would like to address. I might get beheaded for this one.
Beheaded.
But so I kind of been seeing this on YouTube because, you know, YouTube is my TV, and this comes up quite a bit. And it got me really thinking, man, like addressing the conversation of why is it that us men are not really approaching women anymore as we used to back then.
Okay.
So I want to know kind of from like your standpoint of view, like if you ever had the experience of not really addressing a woman, or you like you see somebody that you was attracted to. Say you go out at the mall or something like that. And you're just like, you know what, man? Like, you know, she really beautiful and everything. But as they say, is the juice really worth the squeeze? Like, what? So, like, I've been peeping this beautiful woman that's out there, Melanie King. And, you know, I do think that that's what it takes is another beautiful woman out there.
Mm-hmm.
To really, and I'm talking about, like, she looked like she's on some grade A, and her perspective doesn't seem forced or faked at all.
Okay.
And she's been kind of, like, watching certain things of how, like, a lot of these women out here are acting. The ones who be like, I am the table. Or,
yeah, okay.
Or if he likes me enough, he'll come approach me type of thing. Yeah. Like, what is your take on that?
Well, first and foremost, I've been hearing females say that the last one for years. If he likes me, he'll come approach me. That's like a mainstay. The last few years, since this whole women empowerment thing has been surging, that's what that first one has came in at. Where it's just like, I am the table. To me, honestly, a lot of women have been the head of the household, the breadwinner. This isn't something that's just now happening. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with the whole women empowerment thing, we're giving women more rights to do other things to gain, like, better income and stuff like that. But a lot of women, you know, to their credit back in the day and strength and all of that, they already found ways to be, like, that type of female.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt like back then, you didn't have as many, like, options for stuff as you do now. And I kind of feel like that might be a problem and what's really, like, derailing, like, a lot of what I'm assuming she was talking about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
if it was a situation where it's like, I haven't eaten in a while, and I didn't have groceries at home, and I had to stop somewhere to get something to eat. Like, if I have about two restaurants by my house, you know, more than likely you're going to go to one of the two restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of time, you might venture out to somewhere different. Well, more than likely you're just going to go to these two restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, now you live somewhere where it's like 20 restaurants around. Now you're really not going to be loyal to one restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's too many around to just eat McDonald's every day.
Right.
So that's kind of what I feel like is happening. It's a play on discipline, in my opinion. And as hard as discipline is to maintain, it's so easy to, like, lose control. And if you don't really feel like there's going to be a super repercussion or negative impact, then you're just going to, you know, go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So because I feel like females were saying, other females say, like, oh, I'm the table, I'm this and that now, I got the power and things of that nature. And it's like, oh, nobody's saying nothing to her. She's being glorified. Let me do it. Whether you feel like it or not, because women have been had the power technically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of females bend the table.
I mean, I feel, I don't know, like, there, it's quite obvious that, you know, we as human beings have the sense of like always trying to secretly topple over other people's victories or try to be like them and claim it as our own sense.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I think that's where it comes in when they say, well, you know, when women, one woman will say, well, I am the table. And then just like you said, they'll realize they're not receiving any type of reprimand or anything like that. So they want to try it too.
Right.
And it's just like, it's just a whole following sense.
Correct. Correct.
Just kind of like the opportunities that women have now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw it out there. OnlyFans, for example.
Okay.
How many women have you seen be like, man, I'm so super reservative and everything like that. You'll never catch me being, you know, exposing myself like that, blah, 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 X, Y, Z, until you see the numbers of one female that has an OnlyFans doing this and this. And, like, I actually, like, kind of, like, did my research on that. I've actually seen a few women say that it ruined their life. It's because.
Believable, yeah.
Yeah, but one, because Reddit exists. Reddit fucking exists.
Now, if you're popular enough, yeah, you are.
But sometimes it just takes for somebody to just be like, well, I want to see this one person or whatever. And then somebody's going to create that opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because hackers run prevalent on Reddit.
But what really starts it is because it's easy money. And like that really makes me kind of think about how women these days really have this notion where they're just like, well, I don't have to approach nobody.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I don't see, I don't see too much effort coming from a lot of women. Not going to say all women.
Right.
Obviously, there's some women out there that are definitely doing their damn thing.
Right.
But there is, like, opportunities that's, like, damn near given.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this personality where it's just, like, you got to bend every back and knee for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally have heard some women say, well, man, you know, if he's not doing this or that, then, you know, obviously he didn't care enough. Or there's, well, if you're not making this amount or you're poor or whatever, you shouldn't be wanting a relationship.
Well, yeah.
What?
Right.
First and foremost, you weren't born rich.
Right.
I mean, if you were, it's not too many of you out there. Like, right. You had to work for something.
Right.
And that's if you actually worked. Because, like I said, a lot of them are literally getting handed certain things because all they had to do was exist.
Right.
And so sometimes they'll go into saying, well, that's not my fault that I look pretty and all that. You're right. But also, it's not somebody who you're not attracted to fault that they look the way they look, but they still want to come and talk to you. And this is where I believe it comes into play why a lot of men don't really approach. Because now a lot of women make a scene out of this situation.
Yeah, that's also correct.
Okay. Oh, man, you know, you this and that, you a creep and blah, 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 blah. First and foremost, they a creep because they approached you to come and say hello. Yeah. You diminished them. You shot them down at hello.
Yeah.
And so, when somebody else, another man that you might actually want, sees that, and they're going to possibly think to themselves, is it really worth my time? Like, now, I don't want to deal with that. I felt it for the nigga.
Yeah. Or even from another, like, male perspective, if you feel like, well, you know, I'm attractive, so I know she'll talk to me. But is that something I would really want to date now? Because you see that's kind of shallow.
Mm-hmm. But see, if the dude who is attractive, like, extra attractive, he might just play the girl. And that's where the girl, I feel like the woman is playing themselves at this point.
I'm about to say, yeah.
You basically filtering and making yourself available to some fuck shit.
Yeah.
So, like, if the dude does decide to approach you, man, I really don't want to deal with that long term, but I still want it. So, okay, I'm gonna do what I got to do.
That's what the average guy going to do. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I honestly just think women got the game fucked up. Or at least most women.
Yeah, but the thing is like, technically they don't have it fucked up because the stuff that they're saying isn't a lie. It's just that they're being super arrogant about it.
Nah, I really think they just got to fuck that. Because it's like, and here's the problem to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it actually is a game. This shit is a game. Yeah, they're really playing a game. It's too much mental shit going on where it's just like, bro, like, this is, it's not supposed to be this complicated.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Like, I'm literally, like, since I've really been thinking about it, I've been seeing so many videos. Like, I've seen one woman actually put the whole 411 out on the game that women will play. And I'm like, bro, it's just too much. Like,
yeah.
And of course, it's just like, you know, they'll say men do it too. You right. And men need to stop doing that shit too.
It's not as prevalent though. Yeah, like, it's not a bunch of dudes out here like playing games.
Like, it's like, it never really dawned on me this much until I actually heard a female say it, that they really breaking down the man's ego to keep him wanting to come back because now he feels like he got something to prove.
Right.
I'm like, damn, bro, you gotta, and for no reason. You're not provoked at all. You're just doing it because it's just like, it's a tactic,
right?
And it's just like, one, that's clever, but in an evil fucking way.
Yeah, it's not really, but, to me, I guess if you're playing the game, you can consider that clever, but
it's too much. If you gotta brainwash somebody to do some shit just to like you, bro,
but the thing is, that's not sustainable, because one thing about males is that males are way more smarter than they get credit for.
Oh, I got something to say about that too, but go ahead.
So, you'll wake up one day, and we've all been in this situation. You'll wake up one day and you'll be like, you know what? She playing a lot of games with me right now. And it brings you to like a fork in the road. And you're either going to continue down this path. You understand it's probably not going to work out with her, but like you said earlier about the other male, you're probably going to try to continue down this path. You might want to have sex with her or something. Or you're just going to slowly fall back. And, you know, of course, they like to say a lot of males are like nonchalant and stuff like that. When in essence, dudes just go about exiting a situation way less complicated than females, like how you said earlier, they make scenes. They like to make scenes about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A nigga really don't want to make a scene. Right. The average nigga's going to like, damn, it's a L. You know what I'm saying? And then you just,
and go on with it.
Yeah.
Because people love to see, you know, shit transpire, and people like the clown.
Yeah.
And now it's just like your night fucked up.
Yeah.
Or it might be. And it'll be
fucked up. The first night will be fucked up. Depending on how much you fuck with shawty, it's gonna be fucked up, bro.
That shit goes south real quick.
Yeah, but it's like you said, it's way more complicated than it need to be. Like, we put prices on so many things in life now. Like, we basically materialize the female. So they're on the same like plateau as like money or gold or diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically
oh man, this is just a problem, bro. Like,
it is.
You gotta go back to the drawing board, bro. Like, go back. We fucked up.
Yeah, and it's true. And it comes down to, I don't know what podcast we did, but we did a podcast a long time ago, and we were saying things like, you know, it's going to take something happening, because everything happens full circle. It's going to take something like catastrophic to happen that's going to have to like bring people together, as far as like not caring about looks or not caring about money and understanding that the inside is what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to raise your kids. You looking good is not going to raise your kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look good and she look good, so we make a cute baby. That's what people be looking at nowadays.
They do. Like, now, yeah, they're gonna grow up beautiful, and if the society still is the way it is, man, they definitely gonna make it.
And why would you even risk that? Because the energy doesn't the energy always shift?
It do. It definitely does, or it all depends on the route that the person goes to as well. Because, like I said, man, you can lose your looks off of bad decisions.
Anything. You smoke too much, you drink too much, car accident, like.
Or you just going to meet somebody that really just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and.
Yeah, you get older. Now, I will say this. There are some people out here that's getting older without physically getting older. I will say that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's humans are clearly evolving right in front of our eyes. But nah, when it comes back down to, like, approaching women, I'm wrong for what I'm about to say, right? But.
Maybe.
No, nah, it's wrong. Because it's going to go against with everything I just said. I'll look at the female and categorize her based on how she looks and put her into, like, a stereotype. Mm. So, if she looks overly attractive, then I'll put her into a category where it's like, all right, she's probably out of my league. So, I know if I'm going smack at her, one, I'm expecting some type of attitude, and two, I'm playing with house money. I ain't got nothing to lose. Which is why a couple of the attractive female friends I do have that it actually worked out with was just like, I tell them, like, yo, I really thought I was going to get cussed out. I thought, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, because that's just the reputation that right. It was built because there are attractive females out there that's doing that shit.
Right.
Just because they're attractive.
Right. And it's like, damn. But, yeah, I just categorize them like, okay. She looks good, but she's not overly attractive. You know what I'm saying? So I can take her serious. Because I don't know if the super attractive girls understand, like, really realize it, but you really don't get taken that serious.
And that's the thing. That's where, the very moment that they truly realize that shit, and then the numbers actually play into it, like, mm-hmm. I say, you know how the saying goes. Or at least this is what Tyson said. Everybody got a fucking plan until they get hit in the mouth.
Right.
All right, cool.
So true, by the way.
You got a plan that you just super attractive. But here's the thing. Suppose you one day you go to a club, right? You get up, gussied up. You just know you going to turn heads. Mm-hmm. But nobody really gives a fuck. Nobody comes and compliments you. You don't get as much looks as you expected to get, or if you get any looks at all, mm-hmm. or suppose if you go to a place, but everybody booed up, just so happens, it's a very rare chance, but everybody booed up, or just like, man, I'm just out here to have a good time, man, I'm too busy enjoying myself, I don't give a fuck that you pretty,
right?
And so that's gonna fuck with her ego,
right?
And it's just like, damn, man, the night was some shit, unless you really wasn't out there, which. A lot of people say this as a cover up. Man, I'm just out here to have a good time, man. All right, if you really about that, then, you know, yeah. But to you internally, if you're not about that, it's going to be like, dang, man, nobody tried to talk to me, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. And also, I didn't get to use the common move that females would do. I didn't get to have a chance to dance on my friend to act like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm unavailable.
Right.
Which, or at least a lot of females will do that because nobody's approaching them. And how I had a chance to peep that myself is because, oddly enough to me, like, some people will be like, man, you're really attractive. You're really handsome, this, and this. Man, like, you know, it should be easy for you. To me, it's not. Want to know why? Because I'm not going in with that mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm going in with, like, hey, I'm not ugly and all this other stuff, but my looks is not my advantage.
Right.
So when people will tell me, man, you should go dance with that girl, such and such. Like, I've actually had friends that will try to push me to a girl. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good. I'm enjoying myself. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Yes, if I'm dancing to myself, I'm enjoying the vibe. But I do notice that certain females will look at me in my direction, and I'm just like, should I or should I not? But right. Now they're dancing with their friend because it's just like, it fucks with them just like it will fuck with us.
Right.
For an egotistical way. They're not being approached, and then they'll start to think things like, what's wrong with me?
Right.
I went to Jamaica, lie to you not. Mm-hmm. And words start to get around just a tad bit because my cousin start to hear things. I hung with my cousin because we just like to watch each other's back and everything like that and just enjoy ourselves. We in Jamaica, man. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm enjoying my roots. So we're just having a good time. where we were, it was plentiful, as always, plentiful amount of beautiful women out there.
Mm-hmm.
Even to a point where they was wearing stuff where you can see almost see their whole anatomy.
Right.
It got to a point where there were certain women that we were hanging out with. Why? Because, one, they decided to break the ice. We're always open. Sometimes we'll, like, we'll go talk and all this other stuff, and then we'll move on and try to make as much friends as possible. But then we also like being approached as well. And it's not just, like, an ego thing. It's just, like, we ain't going to keep bugging everybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're just going to sit and chill. So there's people that are actually coming to communicate with us, and we're open.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely open. And so there was two females that showed up with each other, and they started talking with us. One, word started getting around, and they were Caucasian, they were British.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, we used to hear like, yeah, man, you know, is that your girl or this or that or whatever and blah, blah, blah. No. But they do come out and put in the effort to hang out with us. They taking the time. I mean, we allow them to do their own thing if they want to go separate and do something different. We still doing us, but they come and approach us and be like, hey, how you doing, man? You know, such and such, how was your day? Mm-hmm. What you doing tonight? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then it started getting worse because me and my homie, we hang out a lot. Like I said, we watching each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
We there together, so we do our own thing. He sometimes hit the bar, go swimming or whatever I'm swimming, or hit the gym, hit the spa, whatever the case may be. And then we still meet up. And so it got to a point where women will look at us, and me, I notice, but I'm not like, all right, I'm gonna go out the way because I'm going thinking the same thing that you might be thinking, arrogant,
yeah,
attitude or whatever, or maybe not. And I do sit there with that possibility, but I'm like, again, is the juice worth the squeeze, or am I just gonna be feeding your ego? Because I don't have time for that. It's not because I'm afraid, or, well, maybe I might be afraid, but I'm afraid of wasting my time.
Right.
Because the thing is, I don't care how pretty you are, your ego don't mean shit to me.
Right.
It really don't.
Right.
Because there's plenty of other women out here, and two, you're just, like, what are you? You're just another human being. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, respectfully so, you can stay where you are with that.
Right.
But we actually, my cousin started to hear things. He's like, yeah, man, I'm a little blown. I was like, man, why? And I'm just sitting there taking a shot or whatever. Just was like, yeah, man, why? What's going on? He's like, yeah, man. I think because we ain't approaching a lot of these women that are around us, they starting to think that we gay. Then now I'm blown. I'm like, first and foremost, bro, like, this is my cousin. Right. Or at least somebody I see is my cousin. So I'm like, come on, bro. And I'm definitely straight.
Right.
I know for a fact I love women. But at the same time, it's just like, just because I didn't approach you, now you gotta come up with a destructive reasoning for why you're not being approached.
Right. And that's very common, too, because it's like, you'll see it on Facebook. I see it on Facebook a lot as well, where it's like, if females say, they got statuses where they're saying, if a guy turns down pussy, he's gay. Like, he's just obligated to have sex with every female moving. You know what I'm saying? When it, in essence, it's like, like I said earlier, guys, they're way smarter and more mature than what they get credit for.
I'm glad you said it again because I definitely, there was something I wanted to touch on about that and I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
But, well, for one, I can't tell you how many times that I've got blamed for cheating or something was wrong with me when there was a moment I was just like, nah, man, I really just don't feel like having sex.
Right.
What? What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong. Like, are you must be cheating. I literally had a girl tell me, she got mad at me, and she was ready to put me on some fucking, I don't know, what she called punishment type shit. And I was just like, you know, like, what's going on with you? She was just like, you must be cheating. Nah. I just don't want to have sex. But you always want to have sex. Right now, I've actually just don't want to have sex. Like, I corrected myself. There's nothing wrong. If anything, if there is anything wrong, it's with me. And it's just like, I just felt like I didn't want this relationship. I don't want too much of that to be the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm just chilling. I want to enjoy just the time with you without having to do that. That sometimes it's just like the girl has to find something wrong because it's her pride.
I like what you said a few minutes ago, destructive.
Yeah.
It ain't something that's just small.
Yeah.
it's something that they have damage your character.
They have to make something out of it, because now they don't want to sit here. They don't want to find anything wrong with themselves. And two, when they do find something wrong, they are not finding the right thing that's wrong. The right thing that's wrong is the fact is that you really expect that every beck and call, if, when you want to or whatever, that it's just that easy where, like, yeah, I'm going to just have sex. Mm-hmm. I've seen women, I've had girls that try to manipulate the situation with their looks and, you know, their charm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially when sometimes when you're mad or you're serious, they try to manipulate that. Me, I'll get even more upset because I'm like, bro, like, you trying to take me for a fool right now. Don't try to manipulate me with that.
Right.
If you're going to manipulate with me with something, manipulate me with something that matters to me.
Right.
That don't matter to me. That's just an insult, and you're caught.
Right.
So that goes into what I'm about to try to jump onto now is the fact that women genuinely do think we're stupid.
Yeah, because it's a very popular stereotype.
And it brings me to this question. How the fuck is that a thing? Because I literally, again, I saw another video that a woman had to put out there. Mm-hmm. And she said that she received so much hate from other women about it. When she said, men are not dumb.
Right.
But, so, one, that alone, that had to be said. I'm like, bruh, like, why the fuck did that have to be a conversation? And two, when she mentioned it again, she was like, men are not dumb romantically. Okay. I was just like, bruh, like, first and foremost, we're not dumb at all. Just like, if we're all going to be calling each other dumb, all of us are dumb. We're all capable of being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if we're going to be smart, all of us are capable of being smart. So it's just like, bruh, like, damn, it's a margin where men could be, it's rare that men could be, you know, smart intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
It baffled the fuck out of me. I'm like, why is this really a conversation at all?
Well, the popular consensus is that males are dumb. You know what I'm saying?
The shit that I can say about women right now, but does that necessarily mean that women are dumb? Like,
right, come on, man. It's right, just, but that's it. One, a lot of females are taught to say that. Like mentally and subconsciously, even going back as far as like, you remember the nursery rhymes and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider, and you know, just so they're taught that from like a very young age, that, you know, this is what it is. This is a big game. You know what I'm saying?
But it's unfortunate, bro.
It is because it's like we already did podcasts about how much males have to endure in life anyway. You know what I'm saying? And then just to turn around and have to play these shenanigans as well. When, in essence, you know, your significant other, or if you don't have one, you're trying to find one. When you're approaching, like, the opposite gender, that should be the I ain't gonna say no challenge at all, because you don't want it to be too easy, but it shouldn't be the hassle that it is today. Because now, today, it has half the black community running around single or cheating, because now you done got with Mr. Handsome and you realizing, like, damn, looks ain't enough. And now you, it's, being with an attractive person is a good look, so you're hesitant on leaving that person. Now you're messing with the person that got you laughing all day, taking the time to check up on you and show you that you're feeding your soul. You know what I'm saying? And now you got the best of both worlds, essentially, but outside of one person. So you don't know what to do. And it's like I said at the beginning of the podcast, like, the discipline thing, that's where that comes in. Because if you got good discipline, that's great. But it also can be destroyed in a matter of seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, it's times where I've talked to, like, multiple girls at the same time. But going into that situation and that decision, you already try to do, like, and this is with anything in life, you already try to do, like, a slight foreshadow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, if I do this, let me see, what's the worst that could happen? And you'll think, like, all right, neither one of these females are crazy enough to, like, shoot me or cut me or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? One of them isn't even a fighter, so I don't have to worry about them fighting necessarily. Worst come to worst, my reputation might be damaged and this and that. Eh, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But other situations now, if you're dealing with females that will shoot somebody or something like that, then I wouldn't advise you to do that. But no, you foreshadow. And that's probably what females do with a lot of males. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then females have this other, I'm not going to say it's a power, but they have the other super option of having, like, side dudes. And dudes are, like, more perfectly fine being in the shadows of a female in her relationship.
And that's another problem right there. It's just like, we're encouraging that.
Right.
Like,
whereas, though, I feel like a majority of the females that side chicks, they're side chicks, but they're aiming to take that main chick spot.
Which, all of that just...
It's foolery.
It's all destructive factors, man. Like,
yeah.
And again, a lot of it is with ego. Like, first and foremost, when it comes to a side dude or a side chick, you tolerating something that really is beneath your worth.
Right.
And you know, you're just encouraging that certain specific behavior. Like, when it comes to dudes being side dudes, it's just like, it blows me because I'm like, come on, bro. Like, this is why they feel the way they feel sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's one thing for them to kind of make it up amongst themselves,
mm-hmm.
but it's another where you're basically giving a false confirmation for that.
Yeah, you're executing the game plan.
And the reason why I call it false confirmation is because you are confirming, but it's not, this shit ain't real. You're just giving them a placebo effect of what they believe is supposed to happen. And so it gets to me, like, for example,
mm-hmm.
there was one time I went out to the club with my homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
This night, It really blew me for two reasons. One was because of the moral, and two, because of a physical sense. So that night, there was it was a very attractive female there, thick and all that. And so eventually, at a certain point, the club started to fill up. Mm-hmm. There's two levels. And the level that we're at, typically, that's where everybody is going to be starting out, or they're going to get pushed that way because they'll start closing off the bottom floors and it'll just be that top floor that's open.
Okay.
So there was like groups of dudes that was in there. I mean, just dudes just coming from left and right, like animals to a mating ball or whatever, bro. It mm-hmm. was just like, literally, it was always every type of dude, every time I turn around, trying to be on this one female.
Okay.
I already knew where to look. Right. If I was to get bumped, I already knew obviously you know where to look when you get bumped.
Right.
But it was just like, it started to get crowded, shoulder to shoulder, and all this other shit. And it's like, you can tell sometimes when you get bumped because it's not enough space. Mm-hmm. And the difference between getting bumped because somebody trying to get you out of the way.
Right, okay.
It was like one of these nudges, like forearm type joints. And I'm just like, all right, bro. Like, I'm sitting there talking to my man. My man's looking at me. He's like, you good? I was like, bro, this shit got to stop. He's like, what's going on? I was like, bruh, if I get pushed one more time, even in the slightest, for this female, because the female is like, she wasn't like basking the glory of it. She was just like, to a point, I started to say that she was getting Suge Knighted.
Mm.
Like, it started to get aggressive. Like,
right.
They was on her. So she's just kind of like coming in compliance because she didn't want no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like every dude from the woodwork coming in, dancing up on her and everything like that. And it was just like, I could tell she tried to get away because there's times when she seen an opportunity in space. Like, I could have been like, well, yeah, I like to dance with her too. And I would have liked to dance with her just right. to talk to her and communicate with her. She was beautiful and everything like that. But at the same time, I was like, man, she's in trouble, bruh. So right. I was like, every single time I was next to her or whatever, and I seen an opening, I can clear a way, one, because I'm a dude, and two, some people just tend to get out of my way. And so when I seen an opening, I stepped to the side, and she'll take the opportunity to walk through, and she would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. I guess, especially for the demeanor that I have and the shit that I've always been wearing, a lot of people used to think that I used to work security at the club.
Okay.
So they're just like, all right, cool, you know, and we won't get out of his way. So every single time I see an opening, I let her step through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so shorty trying to get away. She's not basking in, like, the attention at all. She's trying to get away now because she's tired of it. She's like, look, I just want to hang out with my friends for once or have a seat or get a drink. She's trying to get away. And there was dudes that literally would just grab up on her, pull her over to them and everything and just like, yeah. And it just got to a point where it was nothing but dudes around me and nudging and pushing. I'm like, dog, y'all literally are fighting to get to this one female. There's a whole club full of females, but this one,
yeah,
you guys are trying to keep getting to. And I just so happened to be in the same area because, one, I'm not straying too far from my boy.
Right.
If shit pops off, I'm there for him. So I don't need to stray too far. If I'm astray, I'm going to probably be like, you know what, bro, I'm heading to the bar, whatever you need to find me, that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to the bathroom, some shit. So I'm getting pushed to a point now, I finally had it. That last dude that pushed me, I'm going off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm going off and stalling off on him. I'm like, bro, you need to chill the fuck out. At least apologize because you stepping on my feet
mm-hmm.
and you nudging me and all this other shit, bro. You in my space right now. I understand it's crowded, but you didn't even say, I'm sorry, my bad, bro. None of this is respect. Right. So literally, it got to a point where the DJ he paused the music
mm-hmm.
and everybody was just like, bro, it's good, it's good, it's good. Even to the females now, they're just like, yo, you look at how much bigger you are compared to him and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm not thinking about that. It's like, bro, you was about to eat that nigga alive. Okay. Because now it's a respectful sense because these niggas are now out here acting wild as fuck for one female.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, thankfully, she wasn't moving in an egotistical way.
Right.
But shit like that is going to boost a lot of females' egos, and they're mm-hmm. going to play off of that. They right. don't give a fuck what happens around. It's supposed if a fight breaks out, oh, man, niggas fighting over me, such and such, and you know what they're going to say? Oh, those niggas some fools. They ain't gonna care.
Right.
They just like, well, it's a successful night. I look pretty. I look bomb. I'm gonna get the fuck out of the way. And now people get fucked up fighting over a fucking female.
Yeah.
That's not yours. You trying to get her.
I'm about to say, she's not fucking with nobody.
It's not fucking worth it, bro. And the thing is, they gonna sit there and laugh. Because again, they feel appraised at this point.
Right.
So that shit gets very disappointing when it's so many dudes out there encouraging that type of behavior. Just like there's some women that will encourage certain behavior between attractive men. But I've seen a lot of attractive men that will socially test how women will act.
Okay.
Like dudes that are built. They'll purposefully do a social experiment where they take off their shirt and see. First, they'll make themselves unbecoming and see how much attention they get then.
Mm-hmm.
And they're recording it, put it on YouTube or whatever. Then they'll start showing their true selves or whatever, and then that's see how women will flock to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, dog, that's crazy. I like to watch stuff like that because I like to be aware of this shit.
Right.
I need to know for a fact that if it's me tripping or not, and like it now becomes a study. I'm studying women at this point and their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I talk about it, I'm not talking off of inklings or theories anymore. Like, right. I'm talking about shit that is actually being proven. So for that to just continue to be encouraged, it's baffling to me.
Right.
Like, why? What for?
A lot of it, also, what we didn't mention is, like, obviously desperation as well. females, it's an interesting thing because it's like, what dudes do well against females is they know how to put like a lot of pressure on females. And so no matter what kind of female you approaching, whether she like got was she married, in a relationship, single, whatever, there's a lot of dudes that know how to like apply a lot of pressure, and you put girls in a certain situation to see if they'll fold under said pressure. And then, like I've been saying earlier, it all comes down to, like, the discipline thing. Because I'll give you perfect examples. Now, if I tell recent stories, people listening might can figure out who it is. So I'll take it back to, like, years ago. Mm-hmm. We were younger growing up, right? And in the neighborhood, it's you know, obviously I lived in this area. So you could just imagine, like, there's a lot of females, there's a lot of males. So what happens is, because we've all been around each other for, like, years, you kind of build up reputations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. There was one female. Now, the female was known as, like, a little bit of a hoe. So what happens is, eventually, she gets in a relationship. Now, other males will see that and be like, nah, once you a hoe, you always a hoe. Obviously, we talk about it all the time, like, it's hard for people to change their stigma about you. Mm-hmm. Whatever they believe you are, in their mind, that's what you're going to be forever, whether you change or not. So you have the dudes that go, they just say it, and then you have the dudes that's just going, let me go just test it out. Let me go smack and see if she really, like, trying to be in a relationship, or is she just doing her, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so what happened was, guy ends up having sex with the girl while she's in a relationship with another dude. And obviously the dude didn't find out. Now the guy comes back to our circle. Oh, yeah, she's still a sweet boy, you know what I'm saying? So now, and this is where I bring the discipline in at, because now dudes are going to go smack. Now, does she have the discipline to, like, try to hold on to that relationship? Because she obviously got into it for a reason. Or is she going to let the floodgates back open? You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And she ended up letting the floodgates back open. So it's like, because dudes be having a success rate as, like, the side dude or testing the waters, no matter what the situation is, that's why dudes continue to do it. Like, you ever see, I know you be saying, like, girls on Instagram and Facebook, they be like, yo, can y'all stop, like, if I don't know you, stop DMing me or stop calling me on Messenger. You seen that, right?
Yeah.
The reason dudes do it is because there's certain females on Facebook where you'll call them randomly on Messenger, and then by tonight, you're having sex with them.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's where I be telling shorties, man, I'm like, dog, you got to hold accountability for yourself.
Right.
And like now, even you are now part of that gender, bro, like, bring some awareness. Like, you got to tell your sisters, man, stop doing this shit.
Yeah, that's who you need to be talking to.
And, like, at this point, I see women do it, and I'm happy to see it, mm-hmm. especially good-looking women. Well, everybody's good-looking in their own way, but
right.
But the obviously the physical good-looking women are out there literally saying shit, and it's just like, you're making it bad for us. Like, you're making it difficult for us. For And these are not only just people who are trying to get a man, but there's people who are actually with somebody that right. are saying, like, bro, you making us look bad. Like,
right.
Come on, bro. Like, man, chill out.
I can't have peace in my relationship because y'all in relationships doing whatever. So yeah. Now niggas think every female in relationship is doing.
Or just tired of being, like, part of that gender and just, like, hearing bad shit about it. Like, nah. Like,
yeah.
There's some, just like how we used to say, like, you know, when girls would say men ain't shit. Nah, it's definitely some good men out there mm-hmm. that really do genuinely fucking care. And sometimes, for those who actually do successfully get in a relationship, we still get the bad end of the stick sometimes because now we get the chance, but now we got to tolerate certain shit because they still believe in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it could either get good or it can go bad.
Right.
And a lot of times it goes bad because of what other niggas will do, because they just don't fucking care.
Right.
It's just like, we all got to take responsibility for the shit that we do.
Right.
But, you know, for those who are literally allowing phone calls and be like, yeah, haha, hee-hee, I'm getting attention. I mean, if you leave your line open for the public and if you're going to answer a call, keep it cordial and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Not super flirtatious, because some people probably think, well, I'm never going to see this nigga. I'm never going to do this. But you don't know what domino effect is happening. It's going to encourage somebody else to do some fuck shit.
Right, right.
You know, and it's bad. Shit, everything that I'm catching is from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a fucking channel out there right now where it's an actual channel, and this is all I've seen on this channel so far,
mm-hmm.
is that there's these young motherfuckers out there, dudes, that were going to shorties, like, college dorm rooms or whatever, seeing that they can stay the night, and somebody actually will let them do it.
Okay.
And then, obviously, there's some betrayal that they did something, but, of course, they cut the camera off and shit like that.
Right.
And I'm like, bruh, I get it. College, go wild, whatever. You know, that's the stupid ass stigma of that. But I'm like, bro, are you fucking serious? And now it's an actual channel. Like, this is the content that's constantly being shown.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, and the titles will say it. Random girl, stranger, going to their dorm room, and I smash.
Right.
Plain sight.
Right.
There's another one that I just seen where it's like, which girl is going to be in my, coming to my new house.
Mm-hmm.
And the video started out, yeah, such and such and such. We're going to see who's going to be the first girl to come into my new house. I'm like, bruh, like, this is a fucking thing?
Right.
Like, come on, bro. Like, I immediately was just like, man, I don't want to watch this shit.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, it's just nonsense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And now it's just like, you got to have the show off. I mean, I get it. Like, you got it. You want to do it and you want to enjoy yourself. But this is a fucking thing to put on YouTube now. And it's just like, motherfuckers don't care. It's just like, oh, they did it, and now I'm going to have the opportunity to make another video just like it.
Facts.
What are you doing? And so we got all these women out here complaining about niggas, but look at what y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have had rallies, conversations, and everything against man, but what about the women that are encouraging this behavior? Or, you know, putting the building blocks for this to continue to happen.
Right.
Or what it is that y'all doing. Like, y'all need to really have conversations amongst yourselves. Like, man, you know what? There's definitely some of us out here that's really, you know, adding fuel to the fire right now.
Right.
But it's not too many women out here that are really taking the responsibility for that. It's just like, man, ain't shit, blah, 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 and everything. I don't know, if that's an ego that's being held upon them right now. It's just like, we ain't do no wrong.
Yeah, it's well, that comes down to being accountable, which it isn't, because everybody's in the community is not on the same page. It creates a bunch of different problems. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's not a sweeping reason across the gender for why all this BS is happening, it's okay, this group of females got trust issues, or this group of females, you know, they're cocky and arrogant, conceited, and, you know, they shit don't stink. This group of females is this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take it to, like, the super serious matters, like, this group of females grew up getting molested or something, and it damaged them mentally. Like, it's a million different reasons, like, why shit is fucked up the way that it is. In my opinion, because it's so far gone, like, at this moment, I feel like I really just wish people would be, like, more honest. Because what you were saying earlier, like, how it's nothing but, like, a big game. And it don't even got to be a game.
It don't.
Like, I have female friends that'll tell you, like, you know, I'm just more suitable to have a couple of dudes. That's what I want. They both know about it. They both accepted it. You know what I'm saying? Like, other female friends, they prefer one significant other. Like, you're grown. You can freely have what you want. Just be honest about it.
Facts.
If you know you want to talk to two people, You don't have to get into a relationship with one and then sneak another one in the back door.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything. I don't know. I also feel like, speaking of that, on like that subject, I also feel like people just get a thrill out of knowing that they're getting over on somebody.
But my thing is this, though. Are you really going to hold yourself responsible if they play that game just as well as you do?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I always tell myself. Like, I'm not really typically a person that's going to try to underhand somebody at all.
Right.
I just don't get with that. Like, I just hate the thought of it and feel of it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ever had to really think before I act, which generally I do all the time, it's just like I have to weigh, balance it out right hand and left.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, if I was to do this and something was to go south because of that, knowing that I could have went a better way, am I ready to hold myself responsible for that possibility? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I was the type of person to go play somebody, would I really want to take that chance? Because the tables could be turned and they could be doing just as well as I am, if not better.
Right.
And can I handle that thought?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Some people literally will go and just think, well, I got a better chance than them, so I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing your side dude or whatever could be doing greater, could got a lot more higher numbers than you. Hell, could be treating the other females a lot better. And eventually, you're going to get to a point where you're going to want that.
Right.
But you're not getting it from the main,
right.
So you want to get it from the side dude.
Right.
And the side dude, eventually, if he hasn't figured it out already, he will. And at some point, he'd probably be like, nah, why am I going to do that for you? I'm just a side dude.
Right. Heck no. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, don't really play that game. Because the thing is, somebody can play it back on you.
Yeah.
Don't ever underestimate anybody. And especially for those who you really do underestimate, and then they're at a point in time where they can't do that, but then eventually end up able to do that or move on to something better,
mm-hmm.
It's going to fucking hurt you, bro. Right. Is it you? You playing an ego game now, your ego definitely going to be in check then.
Right.
Because it's just like, yo, like, whole time I'm sitting there thinking I got the upper hand and I'm playing him, but he made it out.
Yeah.
And now he's happier than I am.
Right.
Now I got to.
Which would generally always happen, by the way.
It's a revolving door. You're going to have to replace him.
Yeah.
That can get tiresome. Like.
It's going to weigh you down.
Like, literally, are you always going to continue to rely on your looks? Like, it's just, like. Suppose if that goes, like, you lose that game where you no longer look the same or whatever, and then that's why a lot of people are out there fucking altering their bodies.
Yeah,
you altering your body because you are doing something to increase the longevity of the form of your body.
Right.
Obviously, you ain't as much as the shit as you say you are.
At least you don't believe it.
Yeah, you're not doing that. You're not living by that for real. You had to go and pay for something just to make it last longer.
Right.
Because what you know for a fact, without it, you're done. That's it. So it's like, get your ducks in a row, get your personality in check, because that's what's really going to last. That's why when y'all used to talk to me about certain shit, like, man, you can get the first pick of the litter or whatever through us three. I'm like, bro, I don't care about that. Because if I do start off with that and shit goes south or whatever, or she goes beyond that, that's not going to matter to her, and I can't keep her. If my personality ain't right, she's not going to give a fuck. She's still going to leave.
It would depend, because we was just saying, like, in the sense of being at the mall, we were just saying, like, odds are, because anybody that knows me or that's close to me knows I'm an analytical person. So I like to go by percentages. Odds are they're gonna go for you. Now I've told you this a few times as well. Like, you feel like you don't have that good of a personality. I feel like you do.
Oh, well, I definitely do, but
yeah,
like, off of instinct, though, I get a little worrisome. I'm like, yeah, man, I wanted to talk to you, and I really initiated this because based off your looks, I'm like, damn, that's unfortunate, because I believe with the way you start things off,
mm-hmm.
is really going to be your foundation of that relationship.
Oh no, that's true. So, I mean, no. Now you want to build the relationship the right way, correct?
Yeah.
But which is also a problem in today's world, because relationships started, most relationships are started based on looks.
To this very day, some people are been with people for years and still don't know who it is that they're dealing with.
Right. And one thing that I wanted to touch on what you said a couple minutes ago is, like, as far as, like, getting your ducks in a row, it's like, once you hit a certain point, it's like, especially for females, I know this is probably the thought process for this particular situation with females, it's like, once you go a certain direction, you can't go back. Because if a female's in her late 20s or 30s or whatever, without however old she is when she gets the cosmetic surgeries done and stuff like that, however old she is, she's going all in because she really doesn't have a choice. Because you can't develop a nice personality in your 30s.
You're almost practically setting your ways at
that. Right.
For most people. I do believe there's some adjustments you can make, but...
If your executive decision was to go get the surgeries, that says enough about your mindset right there.
It does. It says quite a bit for sure.
Because
it's just not too many people that's going to come to that realization that you know, their personality is going to need to change, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And it's like the odds of them changing. Because, like, I could use myself for example. Like I said earlier, when something catastrophic was going to have to happen, something catastrophic had to happen for me to, like, really break myself down and recreate myself. Mm-hmm. If that didn't happen, I probably would have still been the same way. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because there was no reason to.
A.K.A. humbling experience.
Yeah, because there was no reason to change. Like how we say with the older generation, like, they set in their ways, they got a certain mindset. It's because the way that they was thinking, it worked for them. And, you know, one huge mistake we always make about life is, like, and I do this too, not less nowadays, but we think just because it worked for us, it'll work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At least from a personal standpoint. Like I said, like, we was talking off air about the businesses and stuff. Business is a structured way to do things, so that's always going to work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, the personalities and all that type of stuff, it's like, no, different things just work with different people. If your parents grew up, your mother and father grew up, you grew up with your mother and father, and they both was doctors, you might not want to be a doctor. But what you think they're going to influence you to be? A doctor. Because mm-hmm. they were able to do it. It worked for them. They probably think, oh, that's easy money. You know what I'm saying? So, it is. And we did a few podcasts, and it's like, you just got to catch these mental things, like, super early on. So it could be easier to adjust. Like, mid-30s, trying to adjust, that's going to be tough.
I mean, that is true, but I do also believe it also has something to do with the amount of encouragement. Because I think eventually, you remember how we was talking about making a difference in a black community? Mm-hmm. As black people, we can always do something, and kind of, like, the more numbers, then we can kind of, like, diminish the negative circle and make it smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. So I believe it also can work the same way on this subject as well. If there's enough people that are actually bringing awareness to shit like this, and then so there's more people who are actually starting to go in the different route of, one, diminishing that issue. Mm-hmm. I think eventually it's just going to be like, again, people tend to be followers. They're going to do what's trending.
Okay.
So if they hear it enough, like, man, you know, it's so many people out here that's changing their morale. They ain't even playing these mental games anymore. And mm-hmm. there's so many more women that's approaching men as men are approaching women, and so on and so forth. They going to feel inclined to do that. Right. Their perspective is going to change. Why? Because they want to be a part of something. They don't. Not too many people want to be too different. As much as they say they do, I'm the original this and this and this and this. Sure.
Right.
But you're still following somebody at some point because you're just like, well, I don't want to be that different. I don't want to stand out too much because, you know, you'll be ostracized for that. Right. That's just how the society is.
Right.
They ostracize and alienate you for just being too different.
Right.
So now, again, for you wanted to play ego game, your ego is going to follow something else.
Right.
I don't want to be different. I want to be just like them. But now it's like they changed the game. Then the game is to now really approach men.
Right.
So there's going to be those who genuinely do care to do it and those who are doing it just because everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who are doing it just because other people are doing it, I do believe that there is a chance of them learning something from that. Because eventually, as you could start to put yourself into that lifestyle, you're just gonna pick up something,
right,
whether you intentionally want to or not. You're gonna end up hearing shit, and you're gonna think about it because it's just in your ear.
Yeah.
It's gonna replay in your mind, and you're gonna settle on it. It's gonna marinate, and then
program.
Yeah, so you become that.
Right.
So I just think that it would definitely help for people to finally, one, be aware of it. And there are some people who are aware of it, but just don't care. They're just like, well, look.
Yeah, just like you
said, what works for me, I'm going to keep doing it. If it ain't broken, I ain't going to fix it.
Right. Well, at least you don't think it's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think that it just needs more, you know, encouragement for that to actually happen and take lift off.
Facts.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. The guidance thing is a big deal because it's like once the females like went to majority of the females went to worshiping like the City Girls and Cardi B and all of them, that's when stuff really just went like super, you know, out of whack.
Yeah, man, I just really think there should be this main question that really should be asked a lot. Why should I? And not just like in an arrogant sense, but literally like, why should I?
Right.
If a girl says, well, you should be chasing after me, you know, many men would try to get me and blah, blah, blah. You should, like, first and foremost, if you ever take the time to say, man, you should feel honored to be talking to me such and such and such. And the reason is because many men want to talk to you. Conversation is over.
Right.
You're going to, like, it might change you and then you might want to have a different conversation, which I would be open to, but if that's what you're going to stick with, you're going to watch me get up and walk away. I don't care. Again, I don't care how pretty you are or whatever. And if that's the case, make the other best man win.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to see me do it. Because now you just show me what I'm dealing with. And I don't have the tolerance for that. I'm not. There's things I will tolerate, but if that I'm not gonna play with your ego, because one that's just stressing me out.
Right.
And two, like, I'm not a type of person that to try to reprogram anybody. And obviously, it seems like you might not listen. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I'm away. But I do take the time to do say certain things like I'm honored to do this and experience that. Why? Because now I've dealt with devastating things with females.
Right.
So it's just like the fact that you're sharing that with me, I feel honored. But also I don't put it in such a high pedestal where it's like you can't feel honored for me to give you the same energy.
Right.
It's an honor in general. Like, for example, somebody like, yeah, you know, like, You get to a certain part in your relationship where it's just like, yeah, you know, I think I'm ready to get more intimate with you in bed and stuff like that. It is an honor because you're now exchanging energies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to a point. That's a milestone in your relationship because you feel comfortable enough to do so. You want to share yourself as such.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't take this lightly. This is something serious. And I'm honored to have it. Just like I'm giving myself to you. It's both an honor on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to say, yeah, you should be honored about. But if it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, you should be honored that you get to sit to me next to me and talk to me and all this other stuff, who are you? Just like with a celebrity. Yeah, I'll be excited to see you. I love your fucking movies.
Right.
You should be honored to be able to talk to me. Oh, well, I mean, I guess it's a lot of work to get past your security guards. But who are you?
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah. And most celebrities not even, you know, they're not even like that. Regular people, they act like more celebrities than, like, celebrities do.
Because
celebrities be, like, super humble nowadays. You know what I mean? Of course, you might got the fake little arrogant ones that's, you know, the label probably, you know, when you go out there, just be arrogant, be flashy. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, celebs just be chilling. You know, like, it don't be nothing. They just be wanting to have a good time. Like, it's...
Some people like to just be flashy on shit that they really don't work for.
Right. And it's just, it's a very, like, this shit is fucked up. Like I said, something catastrophic gonna have to happen to make people understand, like, what's really important. You know what I'm saying?
So. Man, look, I know we can go on and on about this subject. Definitely, there's going to be more parts to this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we can get a female's perspective on this one as well. Because, like I said, I like to have both sides in there, man. It's just right. One, it makes a compelling argument. And two, it's just, it's not biased. I don't like having biased conversations, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is definitely a rabbit hole of a subject. But we are definitely going to bring this to a close. And we're going to pick this back up whenever we can. And like I said, hopefully next time we have a woman's perspective as well to go on top of that. But this has been another Breaking the Narrative podcast, BTN for short. And I'm also Real Mark Anthony.
I'm Teddy.
And we are out of here.
Peace.